Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has moved quickly to bolster his political image after a mass anti-government rally last Saturday. He has made numerous public appearances and has received expressions of support from thousands of Thais. The campaign follows a mass rally last week in Bangkok organized by media magnate Sonthi Limthongkul. At the peak of the protest, Sonthi led demonstrators in chanting for the Prime Minister to get out. Mr. Thaksin, however, rejected the call. He says his critics are only looking at snapshots, not the big picture, and that during his 5 years in office, he has made Thailand healthier on the economic, social, and political fronts. Criticism of the Prime Minister intensified after his family 3 weeks ago sold shares to a Singaporean firm in the corporation he founded. The family made nearly $2 billion in the deal, but incurred no taxes. The tax-exempt sale was ruled legal, but many Thais were angered by the exemption for one of Thailand's wealthiest families. They also objected to the fact that the sale included important national assets, such as satellite, mobile phone, and airline licenses. A professor at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University, Thitinan Pongsudhirak, says the deal united Mr. Thaksin's various critics.
This is now a coalition to overthrow Thaksin that's being joined by all kinds of groups that have been disaffected with Thaksin for a long time.
Mr. Thaksin was elected by a landslide 5 years ago, promising to end poverty and boost social services. However, Thailand's educated elite in recent years has voiced increasing concern that the billionaire tycoon was accumulating unrestrained power, which was fueling corruption and undermining checks and balances in the fledgling democracy. A founder of the Corruption Watch website, former Chulalongkorn University professor Thattarkun Yomnak, says the website has received hundreds of allegations.
It's seen that in every case of government spending, almost 95-99% have electorally corruption, somehow very small, but somehow very high percentage.
He said the bribes range as high as 40% in some projects. These critics have been joined by single-issue groups that oppose government initiatives on free trade, privatization, and environmentally questionable infrastructure projects. This alliance is organizing Saturday's rally. The critics say the government has muzzled the Thai news media in order to keep criticism from the public. A member of the Campaign for Popular Media Reform, Supinya Klangnarong, notes that private news outlets have been bought out by government allies and lawsuits brought against government critics.
This government used legal actions against journalists, academics, activists, so it creates a chilling effect in climate of fear critics for a long time.
Professor Thitinan of Chulalongkorn University notes that 1 year after Mr. Thaksin's landslide re-election, many voters now want a change. He calls this a classic dilemma for a developing democracy.
We don't have a mature democracy, and there's a danger here. We don't want to violate the rules too often.
He says a democracy cannot repeatedly remove an elected leader using methods outside the Constitution and the law. He says these must be given time to become established. Mr. Thaksin continues to enjoy popularity among many Thais, especially the rural poor, and his two-thirds block of the seats in Parliament remains strong, at least for now. As a result, observers say the Prime Minister could simply try to weather the storm of criticism, or he could seek to work with his critics to improve governance and the democratic process. They say a hardening of positions on either side could lead to political confrontation and an increasingly weakened government. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.